Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Monday, Mad or Glad. Hello, everybody. It's a show where you can call in and talk about something that you're mad about or glad about. A belated happy birthday, a couple of them. One to my dear friend, Eddie Fleck, who's a lawyer. You may not know his name, but some years ago, he was the mouse lawyer, Fleck. When the guy bit into the sandwich in McDonald's and there was a mouse. Yeah, Eddie was the lawyer. And that's ironic because Eddie's a big cat lover. Hello, Eddie. A happy belated Eddie Fleck. And a happy belated to my dear, dear friend for many years, Michelle Charlesworth, who I know and love for many years, and the family, and great, great people. So belated to Michelle. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and had a wonderful meeting Friday with the Independent Living Centers, the executive. And they are behind us 1,000% to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And also, something that really surprised me and was brought up, they believe, the Independent Living Center believes, in this county anyway, that guide dog schools should not be allowed to be in business without an appeal system. Now, we've been fighting that for years and years and years, and I'm not at liberty to disclose some information, but there's something brewing on that. Excuse me, and as we find out more going into the fall, we'll be able to bring that to the attention of the world. Something that, if it works out, will protect millions and millions of people who need service dogs. So also, would be a glad to find people or persons who would take up the cause of the cats, because cats can make great service animals, psychiatric service animals. They're very, you know, the right cat can calm you and be your companion and be your friend and love you and so on and so forth. And ironically, my buddy Eddie Fleck, who I just mentioned a few minutes ago, he's a big cat lover and he's an attorney. I'm going to run this by Eddie and see what he thinks. You know, he may very well have an inkling to take this on. Anyway, we're going to schedule a news conference for September for the nursing home. We're reaching out to some politicians, trying to get them to support it. We now have the support of the Independent Living Center here in Suffolk County. It's a big step forward. And we are determined to get rid of these nursing homes, turn them into something better, accessible housing. Everybody knows that there's a housing shortage in this state and in this country. We don't need nursing homes, but we do need housing. So we're on it. We're going to stay on it. We're going to get more support. And hoping after the news conference, we may be able to get a couple of celebrities to identify with this cause, because that's what we need. Mad or Glad Monday, our engineer hopefully will be on board and we'll maybe open up the phones. But Mad or Glad, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, the little bear. 609-388-7000. 7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there, Tom's River, New Jersey. So check out the Big East Akita Rescue. And we've been announcing the Whisker Walk. Well, we had the wrong date. It was on May 21st, so we correct that. And hopefully the next event, we will get to help the Akita Rescue. Save the Akita. Adopt the Akita. 609-388-7004. Email BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. So send them an email.
Good evening.
And we thank them. All the beautiful children of the world. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those who perished in that horrible Texas shooting.
Yeah.
The beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. And I got a story to tell a little bit later about keto with a child.
Oh.
All right, Inner Sight. Oh, you're there. Engineer, co-host.
Yeah, I'm here. I've been since like 3 minutes, 4 minutes after, something like that.
All right.
I said a few times, Sight, welcome, hi. I think my phone is acting up again. What the heck? I wish I could get a nice phone for you guys and work with it, but I can't.
Well, I got a very inexpensive phone.
I'm doing it on my phone. So it's not as, you know, either my phone or my iPad to be strong. You know, something where it has a lot of memory space.
I got mine plugged into the modem.
Yeah.
You know. The company I'm with has a new thing going on. They just got the new wiring.
Oh, I see.
And they just gave me a credit.
Yeah,
so if you want to call them, maybe you can get a better setup.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what you're paying now, but.
Well, we're paying for three people, the whole house.
Well, there's a setup for it comes out to $49.99, and then plus the tax.
That's not bad at all.
So check into it.
Yeah, let me look into that tomorrow.
You got to check into it.
Yeah, I have to. I really do because this phone sucks ass. Excuse my friends.
If it's still on.
What?
If they're still running it, you have to find out.
Yeah, I got to, yes.
All right, Inner Sight. You need dog food, cat food. Nobody starved in Long Island, my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. So check them out and get the dog food, the cat food. You don't have to pay for it. Veterinarian services, when he's able to do it, talk to him about that.
That's
631-484-3085. All right. If you can't get to him to get the food, let him know. Sometimes he can drop it off.
Make
to
a trip. Volunteer do it too.
Yeah, your phone keeps going in and out.
Yeah, it's because a piece of whatever. And then the other phone in the house phone needs a battery. So that's easy. I can go get one. You know.
Inner Sight. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, the Long Island Connection. Friends of ours, I want to thank Silo.
Yes.
For their donation and their support of our idea.
They liked it a lot.
To turn these nursing homes into accessible housing.
I have a story when you're ready.
My buddy Joe was telling me that a few years back in Brooklyn, some nursing home was cited by the state or whatever it was. 40 residents, all Puerto Rican, were abused.
Wow.
You know, and Joe's a Spanish guy, you know, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, no.
He was very, very disturbed over that.
I'm very, very disturbed over it. Forget about my nationality. It doesn't come into play when you have, you know, people suffering. I mean, I saw another relative of mine just yesterday. This morning we went for a funeral, and she just passed away, I mean, after a few years of being in there. It really is very, you know, disturbing.
What was her name?
Her name was, I'm just going to give the first name. Her name was Phyllis also. Phyllis is
Phyllis.
Cousin. Yeah, Phyllis.
Well, our hearts go out to the families and the loved ones left behind. And
they're not
the
happy.
Message, the message we have is turn that nursing home into accessible housing.
Yep.
And get people out, you know. Use the money that you were going to send Medicaid to house them temporarily until you refurbish the place and then give them their own apartment.
We have to get that really, really cited nicely when we go to do all this, you know. Terrible. Really terrible. You ask me how I feel about the whole system. That too.
People's lives disrupted and the resources taken and abused like that, and it's just horrendous what is allowed to go on. Well, one good thing that this is a glad, and I hope it works out to be even a bigger glad. I'm told that the new senator here, the senior who wants to be the senior senator, is very open to new ideas. She likes new ideas.
Oh, I like that, the way that sounds.
So we're going to see. You see, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. That's not good enough for me. I want a major endorsement, you know. I want her to stand up with us and endorse our idea to the point where she's going to bring it to the legislators.
I hope so. I really do.
And do something about it.
Yeah, I want
to. We'll find out.
What?
We're going to find out one way or another. You wait and see. All right, Matt, a glad Monday. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help and all our friends. I want to thank Olga Murray for standing up with us and believing in us.
Oh, she's such a sweet person, too. You know?
And I'm told by the Independent Living that the people who want to get rid of nursing homes, the list is growing daily.
Good.
So that helps. That helps a lot.
It does. So
you're
going to look for it shortly. We're just finalizing the last part of it, and we'll get this done, everybody. You know?
When I told Joe the money of the last budget that we, $196 billion, he made a note of that in his phone.
Good. Very good.
So,
that's a lot of money.
We're going to do it, world. We got to get rid
of
these nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't allow them to tarnish our image anymore. All right, in a sight. And you got the Able News?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get back to the computer.
Let's get the Able News on.
Yes. One sec.
From Angela Melanie.
Yes.
For Inner Sight.
Hold up. It just came up. Hold on. All right, here we go.
ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, Matter Glad Monday, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. I told one of our listeners I'd call him about 8:30, so now,
yeah.
Anthony, you're able to call in if you wish.
Yeah.
If you're
yeah,
listening.
I can get him on. Yep, I can.
All right,
get him
anybody
on
the line?
Yes, Anthony's in queue right now. I'm going to get him.
Oh, okay, good. Inner Sight Live, hello.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? Hi, Frank. How's it going?
Good.
Thank you.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, glad to hear that we made significant progress on the nursing homes because, you know, as I was telling Frank, if, you know, nobody gets movement on this, you know, this nonsense with this nursing home business is never going to end. And really and truly, the only way to end this and to, you know, stop the cycle of ruining people's lives and seeing people go in a nursing home is to fight for funding for home care and the, you know, people to get hours that they need. Because these nursing homes, you know, I kind of feel, you know, are benefiting from people suffering, and
yes.
You know, they know it, and the insurance companies don't care because, you know, they just kind of, you know, work there, and it, your life really doesn't matter to them, and whatever happens to you happens, and, you know, that's just that. And, you know, all they do is just kind of make excuses not to give you the hours and say that you're independent, your family could take care of you, your condition hasn't changed. They'll tell you that they can only give you, like, 4 hours, 3 days a week, which really wouldn't, you know, benefit you much. So that would discourage you from getting in the first place because you can't survive over 4 hours, 3 days a week if you have daily needs to be done, like showering, cooking, you know, and all that. And plus the housework, you know, only to be done in 3 days a week, plus someone having an appointment and things like that. But, you know, they're not doing it out of compassion, and they don't care. The insurance companies are a business like every other business, and they're there to make money. And, you know, they don't give a damn about the disabled. We have to care about each other and, you know, each other's lives and, you know, what concerns us and what's right for us and what's best for us. And, you know, we have to look out for ourselves because they're not going to look out for us.
Yeah, let me, excuse me, Anthony, let me just interject something for a minute. You know, we are fighting to save the lives of strangers. People that we don't even know, people in these places that go through a daily suffering that we, as Inner Sight and now SILO, the Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and all the others who are with us, we are showing caring and love to these people by doing this. We're not making any money on this. We don't get paid for this.
They're just gonna leave you laying there. They don't care, you know, about what happens to you. They don't care about your life. They don't care about how uncomfortable you are. They don't care about how neglected you are. They don't care, you know, how often you get your clothes changed. I'm sorry, Susan. Go ahead.
I said maybe it's time Billy should care because what is going to be coming up the pike is not going to be very comfortable for them.
Yeah, and people, you know, have this way of thinking that, you know, when you get a certain age, nursing homes are best and there's nothing you could do and things like that. So that's the problem, you know, to change that.
You know why they
process.
Think that way? I'm going to tell you why people think that way. Because the money is not there for something else.
Right.
That's 90% why they think that way. How am I going to do this? How am I going to, I got to go to work. I got to take care of my daughter. I got to, you know, the money's not there.
It is true partially, Frank, that there are only two services in life for people to survive with the assistance of, and that's home care or the nursing home. So, you know, put yourself in their shoes. If you knew that your relative could only get 4 hours 3 days a week and, you know, they could be at home and you were open to them living with you and you didn't mind it, you didn't have a problem with it, and you could make them comfortable and you could get them a bed, or you had a nice big bedroom and, you know, had everything set up for them and everything they needed there to make them comfortable, you couldn't do it, because if you needed an aide, you know, what are you going to do with 4 hours 3 days a week? What are you going to do after that?
One of the things that Joe and I, Joe is the director of the independent living. One of the things that we were sitting at the table in the diner, and one of the things we came out simultaneously together on. Boy, I said, Joe, I said, I wish I could buy a nursing home. He said, me too. You know, imagine that, the two of us together. If we had the money, we'd buy one of those damn places. And you'd see, and then we said we'd turn it into accessible housing and put it all over the news. He agreed with me.
Exactly. Buy it and close it down.
Turn it into housing.
Yeah.
There's another thing that needs to be done, Anthony, and that is while you're overhauling the nursing homes, you have to simultaneously overhaul the home care. You can't just leave it the same, otherwise they're going back to a nursing home. You have to overhaul all of it, period.
Well, you don't overhaul a nursing home. You turn it into housing.
Take them away.
I kind of feel, Suzanne, in a way, though, that the nursing home, the home care would have to be, you know, overhauled before the nursing home, because if you need people to be able to get as many hours as they, you know, need, then you have to have that option open first, because they would say, well, we can't let them out of the nursing home. They're not going to get enough hours. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, Marlene and Mary, you know, fought to, you know, have her live outside the nursing home, and she got her way. But how many people
Mary
don't
did.
Get that, you know? How many people, you know, died without, you know, ever having that chance? How many people were never heard, you know, about their feelings about living in a nursing home and the, you know, conditions in which they live? You know, how many people were, you know, neglected until the day they died, and no one ever knew anything because they didn't have family to, you know, look after them? Or, you know, even during the coronavirus,
you can't.
You're all faded, Suzanne. We can't hear you.
Yeah, we can hardly hear you.
Is that better?
Why don't you
That's
dial back
better,
in?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll help.
Yeah, I have to. All right, I'll be back.
Okay.
Dial back in. Yeah, in a site, Monday night, Matt are glad, 213-816-1650, whatever you're mad about or glad about.
Am I still on, Frank?
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's basically, you know, how life turns out for many people who, you know, the world was able to convince that the nursing home is better for them. And, you know, it's a shame, but, you know, I mean, it seems to me that more and more people just go into a nursing home by the day, because if they weren't, then nursing homes wouldn't be making all this money. The government increases the funding because they know that people, you know, are, you know, wanting to go there or being forced to go there, so they're just giving more and more money and making it a bigger business than what it is, and it will be because, you know, partially, I believe it's because of these family members that refuse to, you know, accept their family members into their homes and don't want to deal with the home health aide. So, you know, you have to have an open heart, too, and an open mind and, you know, be compassionate and care about your relative and, you know, not just say you do and talk it, you know, to make people feel good and warm their hearts, but to actually mean what you say and, you know, follow through with seeing to the fact that your relative doesn't wind up where you don't want them to wind up and make sure they live a quality, decent life for as long as possible till they die, and that's that, you know.
I wanna commend the people who try, and some people have been successful, who try to keep their loved ones and their friends out of the nursing home by providing home care, you know, some of which with their own money or own friends or whoever it may be, and they do manage to keep some people out. But then you have the other segment where they try and try and try, and they can't do it anymore.
Yeah, but it wipes out
their
money.
Would help them. Yeah,
so
but where the hell's the state? Why don't they help people like that? See, it shows you how greedy they are, that they want
only
to get that person
the guidelines and the criteria
in that trap so they can get their money.
Yeah,
see?
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that a family or friend is trying to help this person keep them out. You would think that they would have some kind of a damn policy that would say, all right, this is an exception. We're going to give you the rest of what you need. They don't even do that. It shows you. They're a bunch of evil bastards in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
There is
you know
no
why?
Exceptions. Only
I'll
if you're on Medicaid.
Well, you're going to hear what happens to me all the time whenever I go to home care and try to get things done in there. I was stuck a little bit, and I didn't want to get placed in a nursing home right after I, you know, went to the hospital because I was saying to them, I'm not going to a nursing home to get the IV for my antibiotics. Do what you have to here. They did, and still now I have the infection. Now, you know, I'm feeling very uncomfortable, obviously, but it's getting worse. They got to do something before I lose my life to this stupid idiot. You know?
Well, you got to find out. You got to find out about natural healing with that. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I gotta do something.
But these people, they're gonna do is give you poison and make you worse.
Yeah, they'd never send anyone to your home to, you know, help you with natural healing. They just, you know, provide traditional medicine, and that's
right.
That. You know, if you die,
go on the Dr. Berg is very big on this. I told you, call him. You get a free consultation. Tell him what it is. He'll tell you what to do.
I'll tell him everything.
Damn right. You got to act on these things, not procrastinate. Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll take care
first
of it.
Thing.
Yep. I have
go
to.
On, you get a free consultation. Ask him what you need and what you could take, and maybe Inner Sight can help you. But you got to do it.
I'm going to do it tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah. And you got Gary Knoll. Call, we know Luann. She's a friend.
Yeah.
Call her.
Yeah,
why
I
do
have
you
no
keep
choice.
Insisting going to these damn places and they don't help you? When are you going to learn, man?
Well,
I mean,
I don't want to go take me there anyway. You see what I'm saying?
They're not going to take you anywhere if you get well.
Well,
you're going to take
true.
Them.
That's right. What? Oh, my God. We have a few things.
You
got to
get well. You got to contact some of these people who are going to try different ways.
Of course. It's better to try different.
That's what you
got to
do, man. I'm telling you, you need a good probiotic, for one thing, for your stomach. I know you need a good probiotic combination. You may even need injections of it for a few months. I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I'm just putting it out there.
Speaking of probiotics, I just had some delicious banana yogurt tonight.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good for gas and all that.
A little bit of a ravioli.
Yeah.
Now, I know it would harm me, but I didn't have any choice. We're just, you know, getting back from the thing, and we're all, you know, all emotional. So it's good that, you know, you're able to understand, you know, and go that, her husband gave me the biggest hug, and he has dementia. He goes, I'm so glad you came. And it was so beautiful yesterday. But I can't, you know, I'm not going to say that they should have tried 1,000 times harder to keep somebody alive. He had dementia also. I dislike dementia. All my body, just when you say those words, it feels like a knife is going through me. That's how bad it is. I really don't like how they're using dementia to trap people into things.
Read what Dr. Berg has to say about that. He's got a lot of good ideas that they won't put into practice.
We know
Suzanne,
that, but what
do
we...
Suzanne, whenever they want to put people in a nursing home, just tell them, so glad they came along, that's why I wrote this song, and then they'll say that people have a good memory and they don't have dementia that bad or maybe at all, and they won't put them there, hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah.
My aunt's right on the chopping block, and sometimes the way they see I live, you know, long-term care in my own home, and they say to me, well, they look at it because it's a long-term thing, and then they ask me, well, how long have you been on here? Wouldn't you feel more comfortable in a nursing home? No.
That's all they know, these damn people.
Yeah.
How can you be comfortable in a nursing home?
They try to convince you. They think you don't know better.
They wouldn't say that to me because I'll give them answers they don't want to hear.
You need proof.
Would you be comfortable if you have to crap on yourself and pee on yourself and be abused?
No.
They'd hang up on me. And then I'd use language I can't use right now.
And then they'd tell you that's what's best for you.
Yeah.
No, they'll say this.
My ass.
No, they won't say that works best for you. They don't care.
Of course they don't care. They only care about the damn money.
Be careful, Suzanne. They'll start to tell you this is your home and this is where you have to live now.
Yeah, right.
I don't care if it's my home.
They said that to Mary, and we reversed it.
Yeah, once they start that, forget it. Can't believe we did it. It was like an act.
That's what they told Mary.
Yeah.
We kicked their ass.
Yeah, we had to go pray to St. Mary for it.
Yeah.
About
anyway,
right.
Listen, thanks, Anthony.
Okay,
we're going to move on.
You're welcome,
Frank.
Take care. Great
night.
You, man. A pleasure.
All right.
Good.
Okay,
all Suzanne,
right.
Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad. Let's see. That's Monday night. Tuesday night's open mic. Wednesday is the nursing home show. And starting in August, which is very appropriate because it'll be about a month before the news conference, we're going to have the director of communication from Silo, my new friend Jill, join us on Inner Sight.
Right.
And it should be very interesting, and we'll be talking about all the support that we're going to get with this news conference. It's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I shared with Joe. My buddy Caruso, David Caruso, good friend of mine from the Associated Press, and I know that David will help us as much as he can on this. So we're going forward, and we also spoke about contacting a celebrity, a blind celebrity.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention his name now because... You know, we want to wait till we talk to him to try to get him to do a show to raise money to keep people in their own home. You know, so we'll pursue that. And there's a lot of things going on We made a contact with a woman who is very active in Disable in Action and ADAPT and all the other advocate groups. Yeah. So we're getting set up in that direction. We're making progress. As soon as we set the date for September. Oh, and by the way, the Independent Living Center wants to do the news conference right in front of the nursing home or across the street from the nursing home, using the nursing home as a backdrop.
That's right.
And I think that's a great idea. I'm gonna try to pull that together.
Yeah, there's one near me. It's very close, and we could do that very easily. Yeah.
Whichever one, I think we ought to pick the one that has displayed more abuse than anyone else. You know, see, the independent living centers know about these things.
Well, yeah, let them do that then.
So we'll see what. I doubt if you're going to. What?
The nursing home that my mom was in lost a point in the rating system. So it was at 4, and now it's back at 3. And then the other one that she fell on the floor, not fell, that she was dropped, basically, on the floor. And she also, you know, went unconscious and all that. And they didn't really do much for her. Sent her to the hospital. She got better from those two head injury falls. And then, to be crazier, they actually, you know, ignored her at close to the end of her life. And she, you know, had come back from that, meaning that it took her a while to come back from that. Still was blood in her head and everything. Then they just, you know, did it again. She had, at the end of, you know, beginning of 2020, right before the got really bad, she had concentrate. And she couldn't do stuff that we, little things. And then she went out. And she went out with, you know, real quickly after that. And she passed away on 2021 in February. So it really took 2 years, I'd say, to get rid of my mom.
That's about the average time somebody left, usually, I think.
Yeah.
A couple of years, if that.
That's it.
You know. By the way, Thursday night show is a guide dog school should not be in business without an appeal system.
Oh, okay. That's, I need to change that.
Thursday night show.
Had,
and, of course, Friday's the funnies. So that's the rest of the week. What?
We had some other title in there, and I have to, you know, change the title.
You haven't put
that
it up yet,
said.
Right?
No, it's up. I just have to put
Thursday's show is up?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to change the title, that's all.
That's all. Yep.
I don't know what you put in there, so. What title do you have? You have it handy?
Yeah, I have it handy. Hang on. Just let me go to the list, it'll tell me.
All right. Inner Sight. InnerSight.info, by the way, our website. Man of Glad Monday. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And
I got
a beautiful Akita story. What'd you say?
I got the name of the title. You want it?
Oh, what is it? What's the title?
Like a Business. Remember?
Is what?
The government treats us like a business.
Oh, well, that'll hold till next week.
Yeah, okay. So what do you want? You got to give me the title. What is it?
I want to do this thing on Thursday about the schools. Very important.
Okay. So what do you want me to say in that? You shouldn't be allowed to...
Well, the title will be Guide Dogs Schools... Well, service dog school should not be in business without an appeal system.
Service.
That's the title.
Yeah.
By the way, we're still on rerun on television. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock, 1997. Channel 3 on The Spirit. And Thursday on the Altice, formerly Long Island Cable, Altice, 7:30. So check out the reruns.
Yeah.
And we're hoping to get back in the studio soon, especially before September. That would be nice. See what happens. All right, Inner Sight. Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line?
Hold on, I can't do two things. One, sorry. I only
All
have
right.
a phone to see. Hold on. Studio.
Anything you're mad about or glad about?
We're good.
You can talk about it right here. I got a glad story. Met with Silo, executive director, on Friday. And he brought up, oddly enough, he brought up the guide dog schools.
Wow.
And told me that they should not be in business without an appeal system. You know, and we talked about it, and he said, but let's do the nursing homes first. And then he told me that he met with them. He met with the service dog schools for 2 hours, you know.
Yeah.
And they gave him a million one excuses why they deny people dogs, and they said some people can abuse the dog, other people won't follow the dog, whatever they came up with. And Joe listened to all this, and he said, can you prove any of this? And
yeah.
That's when they got really irritated with him, you know, and said, oh, we don't have to prove that. We know what we're doing, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And then they told him, oddly enough, he must have mentioned my dog, you know, the Helen Keller Akita. Told him, oh, an Akita can never be a guide dog. Many of them are very vicious toward children. All right.
No, they're not. The opposite.
And wait a minute. Let me finish. And as he said that, oddly enough, the most beautiful child came up to my dog and was very, very well-mannered and said, can I pet your dog?
Oh,
and I
wow.
said, yeah, sure. You could say hello to her. Go ahead. And I said, Joe, you just witnessed a miracle.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it. You know, how the schools just lied to him. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it is in my mind. It's a damn-ass lie. How can you trust somebody who doesn't believe in the American way of a fair hearing?
That's right.
You can't trust those people.
No.
And how many people have they lied to over the years? We don't have a dog for you. How do you know that?
Okay. Right. That's crazy.
Anyway, that's my glad story and sweetest story, one of the sweetest stories of my life. Now, what were you going to say?
No. I just wanted you to repeat the title because I wasn't sure. But I got it. You repeated it anyway.
Oh, the title, yeah. Thursday night.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
It
These
is very
people
true.
Should not be in business if they don't have an appeal system when they deny somebody safety.
That's right.
And keep the money. See?
That's the worst.
They keep the money. They got a motive.
Yeah, I know. They want your money all around. Even if you worked hard or have a pension, screw that. They say it's ours. Isn't that the craziest thought? You work your ass off, and then now you have to give it to the guide dog schools. No, that ain't good.
How many people do they raise money for and never give them the dog, but they've raised the money?
Yeah. Many.
See why you need an appeal system?
Yeah.
The court has to make them reveal this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Did you raise money for this person? Yeah? I mean, there's so many different scenarios. And then somebody comes in to the courtroom, another trainer, and says, Your Honor, I have a dog for this person. I can do it for $20,000. We demand that the school pays for it. You see what happens here?
Yeah, I know.
They already raised the money. They should be made accountable. Anyway, I'm getting off too much on my show for Thursday. I don't want to do that. All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad, join us Thursday. And we'll give her the whole bowl of wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt or Glad, what did I hear tonight on the news? The economy. Oh. Now, last night on the 6 o'clock news on NBC, I heard a very interesting statement. I don't know who published it, but it was about stimulus. And they were talking about how people were doing better when they gave a stimulus and they got used to it, and it was a good, to pay your bills and all that, and now to buy gas for your car.
Yeah, horrible.
And then they stopped it, and people started to go down more and worry, and they also said it was a great psychological booster.
Yeah, it was.
The stimulus.
Yeah,
now, the President of the United States should reinstate stimulus. And not only that, every governor of every state should give a stimulus. I don't know what the hell's the matter with this governor. She's so dead. She's like she's dead, the poor thing. Why doesn't she do something to help us?
She doesn't, obviously. I think of her in a different way than you just said. I think of her as being plastic. She has to be that Stepford Wife, type of thing to help the disabled. That's
I feel bad for the woman, She doesn't know how to deal with people. She seems like she's afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now's the time that people need help. Even if you give them a stimulus to all the people who drive, who have a family, who can't afford to put gas in their car. Something. Show the people that you care about them.
That's right.
Nothing. Yeah. They don't. These politicians aren't doing anything for us.
That's right.
And it's the whole administration, So that's a mad.
It
that's
sure
a definite
is.
Mad. All right, in a sight. Tomorrow night's open mic, by the way. You can pick your own subject tomorrow night. And, you listen to the news, all these multi-billionaires, they don't have to worry about the economy because they have so much money that it doesn't affect them. And they said that on the news. They said certain people are affected more than others. Of course.
That's. That's bad.
So. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the government allows it to be that way. They don't. They aren't bringing us up to a better level.
No, they aren't.
Of life. And that's really what Inner Sight is trying to do. But not only us, everybody. Wasting the taxpayers' money or keeping people in a horrible nursing home where they get neglected and abused. And the average taxpayer has to pay for that. So there you have it, world. We're gaining momentum.
We sure are.
We're gaining ground. And by the time September rolls around, I think we're going to have enough support to have a major news conference.
Yeah, I would say.
So we're looking for people who want to tell their stories. Anybody out there? The woman that you mentioned. See if you can talk to the daughter.
Yeah, I'll
try to save her mother.
Yeah, to get out.
See if they'll support us. See if they'll tell. They want to tell their story.
Yeah, I have to. That's a call.
You know, anybody like that? I mean, I know that Marion Maureen will be with us. We know that.
You know, Mary will be, of course.
And all the others.
You know. Yeah. We have to get Terry. Her mother died in a nursing home. Teresa Long Island Connection. Is it, what's her name?
As soon as we set the date, we're gonna put this all over the internet as much as we can.
Yeah, we are all over the internet, which I'm hoping that it stays that way. I have to, you know, I pushed my last bit of energy out today to put up the show, to be honest, and I'm so tired now. I'm like,
you
got to
get the petition up there.
Yeah, that's the next thing.
That petition has to get up there.
But we have to talk about it tomorrow. If you listen to it, make sure it's okay, because I wrote it a while back. So now I just want to make sure everything's up to date before I move on. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that
tomorrow.
And
then we'll, once we set the date for the news thing.
Yeah.
We can start to promote it more.
Definitely.
And send a petition around to all the advocate groups. Joe said he would contact several of the other independent living centers.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
So,
I know my husband's cousin can do the same, you know, because she just lost somebody else. And even one of our friends lost her grandmother, I think, in a nursing home.
Let's see if these people will come together and help.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to worry about it. There's only one message. You don't have to remember a lot of stuff. One message: turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Done. That's it.
The message. That's the idea. Anyone who doesn't agree with that, that's your opinion.
Done.
But we don't need you.
That's right.
We don't need you. All right?
Uh-huh.
You want to have a counter news conference and say that the nursing homes shouldn't be turned into accessible housing? Go ahead. Freedom of the press. We're not afraid of that.
Yep. No, we're not.
We're sure as hell not afraid of that. Matter of fact, we'd welcome it. We would welcome that.
Yes. A challenge.
Controversy, the better.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Sure. So, just to reiterate, since our idea includes mandating the agencies to raise money to keep people in their own home.
That's right.
Volunteers for Freedom, where the certified home health aides would volunteer their time and be compensated financially, set up a fund for that. The agencies should contribute to that.
Yeah.
A television program, at least once or twice a year, to raise money to keep people in their own home.
Yeah.
Now, that would help housing, too. That's where the money can come from. And the government can put up half. And eventually, I'd like to phase the government out altogether.
Yeah.
I ran that by Joe, and he thought it was a great idea.
Right. We thought of it together. I love the fact that it took us, you know, time to get what we need, and we thought about that together. I was happy about that.
Yeah, well, it's an inner sight idea.
Yeah.
You know, and now it's spreading.
Of course.
Spreading, and it's becoming more of a reality.
Yes.
Since we got the support of the independent living.
Yes, definitely, I said.
So the last thing Joe said to me when we shook hands, get me that date. When are we going to do it, you know?
Yeah, right. That was awesome.
So there you have it, man.
I'm going to type this petition up today. I need your help with just looking at it, make sure it's okay. That's all.
Yeah. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our listeners. Give me a number. You got a good number?
Yeah, I got, let's see, 219 at the bottom. Hold on, let me look.
Let's have a number.
Sure. Yep,
a whole number.
Yeah, hold on.
Inner Sight.
Okay, 115,219.
All right, 115,219.
Thank you.
All who don't believe in nursing homes, out of that number, send us $5. Go to innersight.info, put it in the PayPal, $5. You know,
yep.
And help us do it.
Help.
And I'm not just talking. I put in, how much did I put in to the InnerSight? Lately, over $2,000.
Yeah, at least.
So, I've put in my share, my $5, more than once.
Yeah.
So help us do it. You don't want to go to a nursing home. Put in the $5. Send it to us.
Yeah.
Through the PayPal.
$5.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our email, innersight@pmpmail.com, without attachment. Don't send us attachment. Thank you so much. And join us tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live on Blog Talk Radio for Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Inner Sight.
Good night, everybody.